Okey-dokey, roll.
Hey, welcome to the Starting Block here for another Thursday. Nicholas Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who spent the better part of the day going through all these piggy banks in his house, seeing how many bitcoins he's got in there. My co-captain Damo, how are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. Been an exciting week. Bitcoin, you reckon?
Bitcoin, that's all I've heard this week. Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin. Don't know what Bitcoin is?
Don't know what it is. I'm more of a bury your gold and ammo in the backyard man
myself.
Yeah,
good idea. Under the bed, perhaps?
Under the bed's not secure enough.
You don't think?
No, not what goes on in my bed.
Yeah, fair point. You need good shovel work.
Shovel work,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
A bobcat,
sense.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
A digger, a mini digger.
Yeah.
Don't go a full dig.
You don't want a full dig. You don't want
mini
a half dig.
Dig.
Just yeah.
Like you were...
Like a shallow grave, perhaps.
Yeah, like you were perhaps, putting in, say, a septic tank.
Yeah.
You would put the gold and the ammo beneath the septic tank.
You're going under. What happens with leaks, though, man?
Well, the leaks don't worry me so much. Yeah, it might affect the ammo, but you can always brush that off. But I always think if you're prepared to go through, say, 10 feet of shit to get to the gold and the ammo, then you probably deserve it.
Yeah, it's
you probably
your money.
Deserve it. Did you know that Bitcoin officially became the biggest bubble of all time? It's bigger than the Dutch tulip bubble of a couple
really?
Hundred years ago.
Wow, I did not know that.
So this is going to end well?
Yeah, why not? I'm sure. Oh, seven people who have some Bitcoin coin. Before we get on to what little sport actually did happen this week. Piss week for sport, man.
Piss like week,
I said,
week.
I said there's no Ashes, there was no golf.
No
there
golf.
Was no Rugby League World Cup fever. That
so
was
we're going to have to crap on for the better part of an hour just to fulfill our local radio commitments to the station.
This would have been a good week to phone it in.
Your local station.
However, good news for fans, old school fans.
Old school.
People that have been with us since day one.
Yep.
The fluff file is back, baby.
The fluff file.
And not just any fluff file. This is the ultimate fluff file.
You should probably tweet Supernova Pete Novakowski.
Yeah.
Because he was a big fan of the fluff file back in the day.
He was. I'll get in touch with Supernova.
Yeah, get in touch with Supernova.
Well, I'll do it in the first song.
Okay.
It's
all fluff file tonight.
Yeah, it's pretty much all
fluff. It's all fluff. It's all file.
We'll kick off the file, though, Damo, with a big happy birthday to my co-captain.
Oh, thank you, sir.
How was the day? You said you end up stuck at work.
Yeah, I had to go to work.
Yeah.
The boss actually called me up during the day and said, listen, would you mind doing an extra, couple of hours? Mm. And I said, well, it's the birthday. I'm supposed to pick up the mum and go out and have lunch. And he cut me off and he said, that's all right. You only get old once.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. Every year from now on.
And pretty much every second you're getting a little bit older.
Yeah, every second day.
Technically. So. You just got older then.
Yeah.
Last year, though, it was massive amounts of sausage consumption throughout the course of a weekend.
That's true.
What was the meat intake like on this particular birthday?
On this particular one, it's quite conservative. So just a roast. Come to think of it, Kitty actually cooked. Baby bride cooked for the night.
Nice.
So a couple of lamb steaks and just something very easy. Oh, no, it was spaghetti.
It was spaghetti.
So, it was very easy going. So what I'm doing, though, is because I had to work on the birthday, the upcoming Saturday.
Yep,
That's the day planned
that's
for the actual celebration.
Party celebration.
I've actually bought, you can't see it from here, but I actually bought a chair for sitting next to the spit roaster.
Oh, beautiful.
Not custom built.
A specific chair.
Specific purchase just to sit next to the spit roaster and watch the meat turn slowly over the course of about, say, seven to eight hours.
Yeah. Let's analyze the chair, shall we?
Sure.
Are we talking?
What do you want to know?
I want to know height. Are we talking, is this a low riding chair or something?
No.
You're overlooking the spit roast.
Definitely
overlooking.
You're
getting a good overlook angle or you've got a straight across angle so you can look at the fat dripping?
You're overlooking, but you can also have your feet higher than your head because it's a gravity chair.
Ah.
So it's kind of like a trampoline in a chair frame that reclines.
Okay.
And so you can flip it all the way back. Just say you had a very dangerous snake bite, which isn't uncommon here in Australia, Greeno.
Pretty uncommon in your backyard, though.
Oh, they're around. The brown snakes are around these parts, especially now with the chooks, Greeno.
Yeah, fair point.
The snakes will be brought out.
Mm.
So, just say you get a snake bite while you're watching the spit.
Yeah.
So you're having it's a pleasant Sunday afternoon, you're watching the spit, you're watching the meat turn, self-based, bit of fat is dripping on the coals underneath, just enough,
Yeah, the ambience.
And a brown snake, little cheeky little bugger, comes slithering out from beneath the rocks and nips you on the end of your toe.
Yep.
What are you going to do? Mm. Well, luckily, you've got the gravity chair, you go... Whoosh, flick the buttons back and the feet go up in the air because you've got to elevate the bite.
You've
got to elevate the bite. So you put the feet up
yeah.
and the head down, or is it the other way around?
I think it's the feet up.
Feet up, head down.
I think you're all right there. Okay. Is that kind of a double insult per se in the fact that the brown steak's not only chosen to bite you, but he chose not to have the first crack at the delicious roast cooking?
Well, L.A. Child, a comment from L.A. Child Greeno just said, throw it on the spit. So thanks to L.A. Child for joining us on the Periscope. That's a great idea, actually. We pick up the snake, grab it round the neck, cheeky little bugger like he is, and just throw him on the spit too.
If Crocodile Dundee, if I remember that correctly, they're a little bit gassy, the snakes.
A little bit gassy.
A little bit gassy.
Does it taste like chicken though?
Probably.
Probably? Everything tastes like chicken. Yeah. Everything
tastes like
chicken.
What are we talking about?
Well, it's a fluff file.
It is fluff file.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a sports show.
Yeah.
That's actually what our dedicated time slot is. Is like, it's a sports show.
We are literally the only station sports show under that particular banner. No joke. When you go to On Demand and click on sport, we're the only ones. Show.
So that's it. So if you're a dedicated 89.3 FM listener,
yeah,
and you're hanging out for the sports show once a week, yeah, this is what you get.
Yeah.
This is what you're confronted with once a week on 89.3 FM.
We do occasionally throw in a little bit of sport talk.
We do a little bit. We just kind of go through the motions.
Pretty much. We phone this bad boy in.
Nice, Gary.
This one goes to the English cricket team for saving our ass with content this week.
Yeah.
Because English bank batsman Ben Duckett has been stood down from an Ashes tour game in Perth.
Oh, Duckett.
Where he was out late drinking this week. Now, this goes hand in hand with the Johnny Bairstow. Something about Perth, Damo. Yeah.
It's bloody hot.
It's bloody hot, and there's not much to do really in Perth. So, yeah.
And when you get the pissed up Pommy backpackers over in Perth, they tend to get sunburnt and really edgy.
Yep, exactly.
When they go around the bars.
Coach Trevor Bayliss has had a gutful of the England's Ashes campaign being derailed by alcohol-fueled incidents. Yep. Effectively, he got on the sauce and poured a drink over Jimmy Anderson, which...
What is this?
When we're looking at alcohol-fueled controversies...
That's not a controversy.
The NRL can show these bad boys a thing or two.
That's not even close to a controversy.
I know. Until I see an English bubbler, I don't want to hear it. He's been stood down for the rest of the series. He wasn't going to play a test anyway.
No,
he's here for one day.
Of course not. I reckon he took the fall for someone else.
Oh, maybe.
So it was probably a Bairstow or a Broad who went in there and, you know, put the glass up over Jimmy Anderson's head. Obviously, Jimmy doesn't take kindly to people, you know, having fun.
Yeah.
While they're on tour. Obviously, he takes very good, careful, close attention to his hair, Jimmy Anderson, because he always looks good on camera, doesn't he?
Oh, he's got to look pretty, Jimmy.
He's got to look pretty, because that makes him bowl quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not. So, yeah, is this a controversy, really?
It's pretty. Like I said, it's been a quiet week.
Yeah. Well, there was a great comment.
This was 4 days worth of Fox Sports material right
Was
here.
It really? They were talking about this for 4 days.
Because you had the original incident.
Incredible.
And then you had to go get the current captain and...
To make comments.
And then you had to go get Kevin Peterson to make a comment.
Yes.
And then you had to get Mike Atherton to make a comment.
Got to blow the dust off all these fossils.
And then Jeffrey Boycott's got to have a chime in as well. So they've got a good week out of this because nothing's going on.
Yeah. I saw it. The best comment I saw actually was, I think it was from Dan Liebke.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Everyone should follow him. He's a very funny man. And I think he said something like, you know, you have to give credit to the English because only the English could come out to Australia and, you know, make the Australians look like teetotalers who don't drink and don't get into trouble.
Exactly.
You know, like, the credit to him. Tip of the hat. Nice, well, Gary.
They're different.
Nice, Gary.
To English cricket.
Speaking of Gary.
The irony of this particular story, though, was the fact that they were so outraged, the English cricket team. Oh, we can't believe it's been fueled by this. The same week they named Ben Stokes in their one-day international squad.
The man who's currently being investigated by English police for getting drunk and beating the shit out of someone, is that right?
Yeah, this guy Duckett has been stood down for the whole series.
Oh, what an outrage.
Because he poured a glass over someone.
Yep.
Ben Stokes got pissed and sucker-punched someone smack bang in the face.
Yep.
He's back in the one-day series, though, Dave.
Because you got to win.
Got to win, exactly.
Winning's key.
Oh, he's another nice Gary. Nice Gary!
Oh, we're heavy on the nice Garys early today.
We're going to pump out some nice Garys.
Must be a fluff file.
Nathan, it's very fluff file, this one. Officially nicknamed the Goat Damo.
Goat.
Or Gaz.
Gaz.
His attitude and unassuming manner has made him a fan favourite.
He's a star.
As he went from his little Aussie battler to the best spinner in the world.
Yep.
On the Triple N Facebook page, I believe it was, they pointed out there's a Nathan...
A bastion of accurate reporting, I'm sure.
It's gold there, yeah. It's hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah.
What's the...
What's the award for journalism? The
Walkley.
The Walkley.
Yeah.
Plenty sending Triple M websites away.
Oh, mate, you can't even get the start. You can't even get the talent in because of all the awards that are filling up the studio, Greeno.
Exactly that, and Foo Fighter CDs.
It's an outrage.
Nathan Lyon, appreciate.
At ACDC, don't forget about your
at
ACDC.
At ACDC, yeah. The Nathan Lyon Appreciation Society, been big fans, has been on the go for years. Last year, they've introduced a fad where people are putting cutouts of Gaz on their Christmas tree.
Are they really?
They're pumping out again this year, Damo.
Excellent.
This is far, far, man. are 11 minutes in, and we're talking about Nathan Lyon cutouts
only,
on Christmas
only 11 minutes.
It's going to be a long show. Oh, you should see some of the content I've got for segment four.
I can't wait.
If this is what we're pumping out segment one...
Yeah, we're in trouble.
We're going to talk about
I just thought a quickly friendly reminder, Greeno, just to let the listeners know, yes, this is the only dedicated sports show on 89.3 this FM that you're listening to right now. You haven't stumbled upon like, oh, maybe they've changed the time slots or anything.
No, no, no. This
there's
is
been
the
spit roasting. We're doing fluff files. There's beer getting poured over the head.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the show.
Exactly.
This is the sports show. Just so you know.
Just so you know. We're going to
friendly
talk,
community announcement there.
We're going to talk club cricket now, Damo. Shane Watson.
We're really pushing it. I don't even know how we still have a gig on this station.
I was saying to the wife on Monday, she's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to find anything to fill this week's show. I'm looking up club cricket. Shane Watson, he went ballistic in a club
game. Big in America now, Greeno, the club cricket.
He belted 16 sixes.
Who? Watto?
Watto in a club game
really?
Throughout the week. Too late to get him into the one-day squad. We still need an all-rounder.
Yeah.
He can't be any worse than Mitch Marsh.
Okay. Nice. Should we give him a nice Gary or a dick move?
Nice Gary!
See,
nice
can squeeze in. This we're going to... Oh, yeah, wait,
thanks
we go.
For joining us, Cujo. Oh, yes.
And misogynists and chauvinists and sexist
sexist block.
And misogynists.
So it goes to Brad Hogg, who I just saw this on Twitter.
Hoggy.
A bit of sexist block off the press.
Yeah.
he believes, he's quoted, he believes Chris Gayle deserves a BBL comeback.
Oh, yeah, good.
Exactly. So the whole sexual harassment thing, what's
it? By the wayside.
Revealing himself to a masseuse allegedly, all that
no,
kind of
no.
stuff.
No, she walked into the change rooms. What was she expecting?
Dong.
And what did he say? Something like, oh, you like what you see or something?
You like what you see, something like, oh, no, it's what you've come in for, isn't it? Something
that's
like
what
that.
You've come in for. See, the thing is with Chris Gayle now, see, what was that, like 3-4 years ago?
Something like that.
When that happened, that was like, oh, outrage. But where we are now, because sexual harassment is basically the entire news cycle now.
That's pretty much it.
Now, that's pretty tame.
Comparative, yeah.
Like, that's like giving a peck on the cheek.
I haven't
now.
Seen one
so you may
plan
as well let him back into the. May as well let him back in the team.
Exactly.
He's a teddy bear. He's a choir boy, Greeno.
We're going to wrap up.
Oh, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth.
We've got to talk quickly. Mitch Marsh apparently looks like he will be playing tomorrow. Now, I've heard all these defences. Oh, he's in great form. You know the reason he's being picked for the Wacky
Demo? Yeah, because he's got Marsh after his first
name.
Well, that
does help.
That's why. That's the only reason.
But they're saying the Wacker has been a road all year, so they need the extra bowler.
Yeah,
where did Mitch Marsh score all his runs, Damo?
don't tell me.
I might have been the Wacker. I forgot this stat, because we talked about the fact that Pat Cummins is actually a more efficient test batsman and first-class batsman.
Than Mitchell Marsh.
Than Mitchell Marsh.
Oh, we haven't played his theme song. We've got to play The Creek.
Oh, how did I forget to do this?
The Creek.
I don't want to wait for all this to be over.
We better play the whole thing with some time.
Really? Is it that bad? Can we talk over the top of it? Or does that kind of defeat the purpose of playing
the purpose
whole thing?
Of playing the whole thing.
So you got to play the whole thing just to kill... Well, see, it's not very long. Yeah, do you want to play it again?
Nah, we'll get rid of that. He is statistically the worst batsman ever to bat in the top six for anyone who's played more than 20 tests.
Really?
In the history of test cricket, in 140 years... The worst batsman statistically.
Surely someone must have played.
No one has ever played 20 tests with an average that bad in the top six.
Wow.
And they've recorded this clown.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Anyway, here we go. We need another. Where's the dick move?
Dick move.
You dick.
Nice.
To the Australian selectors.
Who is that? Debbie Gibson is the comment on Periscope from LA Child. Who sings the. Greeno, you're an aficionado of. You know, pseudo gay, lame sort of late 90s shows like Dawson's Creek and Red Carpet Events.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it Debbie Gibson who sings that little ditty?
This song? The
I don't wanna wait
Jan Arden, maybe?
Jan Arden.
No, it's not Debbie Gibson. We'll look that Debbie up at Gibson. When we're messaging Supernova Pete.
Yeah. We'll, during the song.
During the song. We'll, okay. We'll look
which,
that up.
Which hopefully shouldn't be too far away because we're struggling.
We are struggling.
We're struggling.
Good news, Damo.
Hopefully the station owners aren't listening today.
No. if they're reviewing how much we have to pay to go on the air, our bill's getting bigger as we go. Fans, they love their Thursday night footy WBBL edition, Damo.
WBBL. This is the women's big bash.
This is the women's
league.
Big back edition. Now,
see, can I just put it out there straight from the get-go? I don't care for women's sport.
I know you don't.
I'm not interested.
This is what's done me.
I don't know any of the stars. I don't know who's hot. I don't know who's
not. You know Elise Perry? You know Meg Lanning?
I know Elise Perry, but that's only because she plays two different sports at the highest level.
You know Alex Blackwell?
So if I know that name. Yeah.
So there you go. You know a couple. You know the stars.
Only because you're here, though.
Yeah, well, I fill you in.
You fill me in.
I help you out.
You let me know.
Here we go. Roughly three times as many people watched the free-to-air women's cricket on the weekend.
Really?
Than men's rugby league on free-to-air and pay TV combined.
Is that right?
Last night.
Wow.
That was obviously the A-League.
Okay.
Statistical-wise, they had 690,000 peak audience on Saturday, which outrated probably about 70% of the Thursday night footy games on Channel 9.
That's fantastic.
Fans love their Thursday night footy game, eh?
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. A little special treat. Just some nice, calm, Christmassy music tonight, Greeno.
Got to get the spirit, Damo. Get the spirit.
Because it's the starting block lowlights Christmas edition next weekend.
Is that next week?
Next week, yeah.
Are we off next week? I thought we were off the week after.
I think it's next week.
I think we've got another week to go. No, I thought we're back on next week and the back week on after next week, we're off.
And week after we're off.
Yeah, we're here on the 20th and we're away the week after, aren't we?
I don't know. We'll have to...
We'll check the schedule.
Yeah, we'll check the schedule.
Either we're going to be here. It can't my get much worse than this show.
My secretary hasn't been well. It's really a dead time for sport, to be fair.
It's a killer. This week and the week after New Year's is normally a bit of a killer.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Follow us on the Twitter, also on Facebook, YouTube, and the podcast, Greeno, thestartingblock.podbean.com.
That's it. Damo, good news, good news.
So, what do you got for me?
Last week on the Hot Stove.
Hot Stove.
We got the...
MLB Hot Stove.
MLB Hot Stove.
See, I didn't make a hashtag.
That's all right. I just sent out a tweet saying
Hot
Stove
really?
Talk is seconds away.
Okay.
yeah,
because I'm sure they've all been hanging on to the edge of their seats.
We've got four listeners. Hello to the four people listening on Periscope.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
A big tip of the hat. Did we give them a nice Gary?
Yeah, give the listeners a nice Gary.
To fill a bit of time.
Nice there you Gary! Go.
Yeah, because I'm sure the American fans are just hanging on the edge of their seat to hear two Australians, one who knows something about baseball and one who doesn't, talk about the latest trades and the Hot Stove. And but the most important thing is
the temperature.
The temperature of the stove itself.
So last week we had the situation where we got the electrician back out.
Yeah, okay.
He'd fixed it up.
But he didn't really fix it, though, did he? Because it was kind of like those dodgy tradesmen kind of current
affairs. That was 4 weeks ago. Four weeks ago, we had the dodgy. We had to get the new guy out. The new guy's
coming. Time flies when you're putting up with a cold stove.
Exactly. Now, he's come back in, and last week, remember, it was a bit of, a bit warm on the outside, no bubbles yet.
No bubbles. But enough to make you flinch.
Had to flinch a little bit, but not needing any cold water on the particular hand after touching side of pot.
It was enough to, if you were going to Harvey Weinstein, to get a bit of a, hey, what are you doing? But it wasn't enough to burn.
Yeah, true.
You didn't get a burn from it.
This week, good news, Damo. I don't know who that electrician was because I forgot to get his business card.
Ah, see, that's a rookie error.
But he's a cracker.
Is he?
Because not only did the stove heap up, it bubbled over. The flame was still going even though there was water all over.
Did you burn the ceiling?
We burnt the ceiling. There was flames coming everywhere, Damo.
Fantastic.
It's a big boy hot stove this week.
what we got? The big boy hot stove.
Tyler Chatwood contract. He got a 3-year contract for $40 million with the Cubs.
Okay. The Cubbies.
He had a pretty auspicious
year. Are they going for another World Series,
They are. They've still got a good young core together.
They're in a shot.
They're definitely worth a shot next year. They're bringing a couple of pitchers. Tyler Chatwood, he played for Colorado. Colorado at a disadvantage anytime a pitcher gets there because of the altitude, Damo.
The Rockies.
So they get lit up. When they pitch at home.
Really?
They get smacked everywhere.
Are you kidding?
Because the altitude, the air's thinner.
What about the altitude?
So the ball travels further.
Shouldn't it go faster, though, when you throw it?
Yeah, but it goes out quicker as well.
Okay. So if you connect, you connect.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that a dead set, scientific thing?
Scientific thing, yeah. It's proven that the air's thinner and the altitude's higher.
Please forgive my ignorance, but wouldn't it be really super hard for the Rockies to recruit good pitchers?
That's because why they can't
figures,
get any.
Well, is that right?
100%. That's why
but
they
should be able to get good hitters as well.
They sure do. They've got the batting champ 4 out of the last 5 years.
There you go. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. So Tyler Chatwood, he's moved from Colorado to the Cubs. Now, D. Gordon, he got moved from the Marlins. So Marlins files.
How about we move the Colorado Stadium? Can we do that? Can we play down on the, not in Colorado. The bloody Alpines somewhere?
That defeats the point of being in Colorado.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, where's the home field advantage when you're playing a good hitting team, though?
Well, there
you're stuffed.
Yeah, I suppose you get used to it. You know, breathing's different, I guess.
Breathing's different. When was the last time the Rockies were in a World Series?
2008, I think it was.
Oh, okay. Not that long ago.
No, okay, they made the playoffs this year as a wild card team.
Okay, fair enough.
D. Gordon got traded from the Marlins to the Mariners. Hey, our good friend, crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto.
But he's staying in the fish realm.
Yes,
that's the key. From Marlin to Mariner.
To
so Mariner. He's gone from
nautical.
But he's gone from prey to predator.
Exactly.
Do you see?
And that's see where he likes to be. Now
he got caught by the Mariners.
So that started to warm it up, Damo. Mm. Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto got us a little bit warm. Interesting tidbit, Damo. Mm. Since being GM of the Mariners, I think 2 years ago, he's made 51 trades.
So it's a bit of a clean out.
It is, yeah. It's basically welcome to my to Seattle.
You're all
sacked. Your bags.
You're
out.
All gone. You're all fired.
I'm sending you back out.
He's like the new. He's like a poorer version of George Steinbrenner.
Pretty much, all gone.
When he starts rehiring players like 3-4 times, then he'll be George Steinbrenner.
Then he'll be there. Okay. Now the two big acquisitions we were waiting on for this week's Hot Stove Demo for this year were Shohei Ohtani and Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton, correct me if I'm wrong, is the granite-chested Adonis.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Built of granite. Now, they happened in back-to-back days. That's what made this week's hot stove so hot.
Who wouldn't want Stanton on their roster?
Oh, everyone.
Because think of the opportunities when you could sell the calendar greener.
Mm.
It's like Stanton is January, Stanton is February, Stanton is March. Stanton goes all the way through to Christmas, baby.
He does. It's
he's a 12-month-a-year kind of guy.
It's a very Merry Christmas when you have Stanton under
Christmas.
Your tree.
That's what tickles your pickle, then go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, he decided to sign, surprisingly. He was tipped to go to Seattle.
He
ended up with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Damo.
Okay.
Basically, it's a bit of a stitch-up deal because of all the posting rules and whatnot.
Okay.
They can hardly pay him any money because they're not allowed to.
Right. So, well, that's handy.
Tough luck for him. So he's
at least he's got a job.
He does, exactly. He's got a job and he has a chance in 2 years' time to earn $200 million. He'll be okay.
Okay.
He'll
be fine.
He was announced today that the physicals that came back, he's got a sprain in his ulna collateral ligament, which is his pitching, which is basically the ligament you need when you pitch.
I would think that's a little bit, how would you say, inconvenient.
Yeah, a little bit.
For a pitcher.
Thankfully, he can bat as well.
But thankfully, he's not on getting paid much. So if he doesn't, you can just piss him off after a couple of years.
Doesn't
and
matter.
No harm done.
Yeah, exactly. Only cost you $2 million.
You probably get some ticket sales in the first 6 months.
Easily, yeah. Everyone's pumped. Everyone's already bought his shirt.
There you go.
But Stanton was the big move, Damo. The hot tips were all for last month. It was he's either going to the Giants or he's going to the Cardinals.
The Cards.
And he said the only other
I don't mind the Cards for a battler team.
They're not a battler team. They've been dominant for a decade, man.
No. But I mean, like the town and the people and stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong, aren't the fans called like the Stinkies or something?
I don't know what they're called.
The Stinkies?
It's some of the best fans in all of MLB.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I like, you know. It's a bit like, you know, but that's not AFL. They're a bit like Collingwood.
Yeah, very much so.
Like a poor working class kind of thing, but
if you go to St. Louis, everyone's wearing a Cardinals cap.
Yeah, love it.
They love their baseball.
Love that stuff.
In the end, Stanton went to the Yankees.
Oh,
the goddamn Yankees,
soulless sellout plastic.
It's terrible. So basically, they took on $265 million of his contract out of the $295. And Starlin Castro and a couple of prospects went to Miami in the trade. Stanton is a goddamn Yankee. That team is going to hit ridiculous. They already led the league last year in home runs with Aaron Judge in that team.
Well, hang on. Who's he going to replace, though?
Well, he doesn't replace anyone. Oh, they've traded one of their outfielders.
Okay.
So earlier on today, Chase Headley, I think it was.
Because he's not going to be a rotation player, is he?
No, so basically they're just going to rotate between the DH and outfield with Aaron Judge because they're both right fielders.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
These two guys led the league last year in home runs between them, but they're both in different teams. Now they're on the same team. Plus, they've got Gary Sanchez who hits home runs everywhere.
Can't the MLB at some point step in and go, look, you're just pooling way too much talent. Like, what the fuck?
Well,
they've
blocked trades before. How this one passed is beyond me. Ironically, Derek Jeter, who's an all-time Yankee legend, is now in charge of the Marlins and was the one in charge of this trade.
You're joking.
Conspiracy theories, Damon.
Yes, they'd be flying around.
It makes it hard, though, because I do like Stanton.
I just have to interrupt.
Yeah.
You weren't kidding when you said this stove was incredibly hot.
Oh, I'm not kidding. It's still burning, man.
This is still, like, really, really hot stove
that we're talking
about.
This is
right
bubbling
now.
Over, man. It's a beautiful moment.
Excellent.
Free agent reliever, Luke
Gregerson. Big pot too.
It's a big pot. There's some
takes
good,
ages.
There's some good ingredients in there.
Yeah.
And here's a little bit of seasoning for you. Mm. Fringe reliever Luke Gregerson in agreement with the St. Louis Cardinals on a 2-year, $11 million contract.
There you go.
You've also got Brandon Morrow. This is a big pickup for the Cubbies. Brandon Morrow, right-handed pitching reliever, has signed a deal with the Cubs. He was with LA last year. He was their best pitching reliever, I believe, aside from their closer.
Yep.
I forgot to mention this. They had a big press conference yesterday with Stanton for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And he took a bit of a swipe at his old club.
There you go.
In an Instagram post.
He's done a LeBron Greener.
However, I actually agree with him in this because he's basically said, look, thanks for all the fans. Really appreciate your support. Thanks to the organization, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And in his Instagram post, he said, I've always tried to be as professional as possible during the unprofessional circus times there.
Wow.
And it's 100% true. That's the sad part. You can't begrudge him that. He stuck it out. He signed a 10-year contract to stay with the team.
Yep.
They then sold it to another person. They've said, oh, we're going to sell everyone again. We're not going to contend. He goes, hang on. I've been told you're going to contend for years.
Yep.
Why aren't you buying players? No, we need to save money now. So he goes, well, trade me then. So I don't begrudge him.
Yep, fair enough.
Fair point. And Pat Neshek.
He committed and they didn't.
Exactly. Pat Neshek headed to the Phillies for 2 years, $16, $17 million. A couple more trades happened today, but I haven't got the thing up.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
I'll roll them over to next week's hot
seat. Roll them over.
The MLB Hall of Fame Veterans Committee demo. This is basically, so they got the Hall of Fame vote, right?
Yep.
And it's a very stringent thing. You're allowed to stay on the ballot for 10, 15 years, whatever it is.
Really?
And then once your 15 years are up, you're no longer eligible.
You'll never be. Except be in the Hall of Fame.
When you go to the Hall of Fame Veterans Committee. So basically what happens is they pull all the players that missed out.
Oh, like from 100 years ago?
No, just in general. So a couple of these guys only missed out in the last few years.
So it's like a wild card.
And like a wild card. And they basically got a secondary panel of experts. Okay. And they've gone, okay.
Let me work through the logistics of this. So you've got a panel of experts who decides on
panel
who gets in.
Writers originally. So there's like 500 writers who vote.
Oh, yeah, but panel of experts.
Yeah.
Now, you're on the list for 15 years. You don't get picked.
Yeah.
You drift off into the ether, never to be picked. However, you can apply then to a secondary panel of experts.
You don't have to apply. They pick you.
They pick you.
Mm.
So this secondary panel of experts, you would assume, would be like better because, you know, they're the ones that are fixing up the mistakes of the first panel.
Not if this vote's anything to go by, Damon.
Does that make sense?
I don't know. You'd think so in logic.
So how does that work?
It doesn't, because Marvin Miller, who basically created the union for MLB, one of the most influential men in all of MLB history.
The Players' Union or something?
Yeah,
or?
Players' Union only received 7 out of 16 votes. You need, I think, 12 to get in.
Okay.
It's a fast, Amo.
It's a fast.
Fast. Congratulations to Jack Morris and Aaron.
Well, you know, why give a union member, i.e. a commie,
Well, he's not a union member. This guy created the baseball union.
Yeah, it's even worse.
He created free agency. He created...
Terrible.
He basically stopped the owners from just ripping off players, paying them $2 and paying them a living wage.
Terrible. Terrible effort.
We're going to wrap up this segment with an ABL update,
He deserves
Amo.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Marvin.
Poor Marv.
ABL update, Damo. Now, we talked last week how we filled in as Blue Sox announcers last week, thanks to the Blue Sox, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Now, since we've been on board, Damo, the Sox are 0-6.
Is that right?
They got swept over the weekend. They lost all four games in Brisbane. They lost the two games that we
were
there.
What are you trying to say here? Like our effect on the team
saying
is negative?
There may or may not be a block jinx. To be determined.
You have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and boys and girls. Before I forget, A-League, Damo.
A-League, what
I
do
did
you got?
I did have the scores, but I don't have many more. All I know is Sydney FC pumped.
Drilled
the Wanderers 5-0. What happened there? What's going on with the Wanderers this year, champ?
Well, they got a new coach. Popper left, like a week before the season started to go coach in Turkey.
Yeah.
So they've got the old Adelaide coach, Josip Gombau, which you'll appreciate this story. Infamously known in media circles for saying to one of the reporters who was grilling him about the performance of Adelaide at the time, yeah, well, your son's a shit goalkeeper.
Well, that's one way to defend your team, I guess.
He's got talent.
I like his work.
No, he's not a bad coach.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's issues there. When they played Sydney FC, he benched a lot of the veteran players who apparently don't like it, and they say, oh, he's training them too hard and stuff. So it sounds like a bit of whinge. And as one person said to me, Ted Dabrowski, Greeno.
Yep.
said to me, well, it sounds like he's, you know, he's breaking them to remake them, which is what you expect a coach to do, really.
Makes sense. So, is Ted on the line today?
No, Ted's not here today.
I don't like that because, you know, he can only fill in some content when it comes to
the A-League. Yeah, a little bit of content. Let me fill in for Ted for you. Yeah. He's on the gear.
Yeah, definitely on the gear.
He's on the gear.
That's generally Ted's contributions of the week, isn't it?
I can fill a... give you a little filler, a little bit of demo story time.
Yeah, please. I'll put my feedback.
I was at a party on the night of that game.
Party? You don't go to parties, Damo.
Yeah, it was someone's birthday. One of the baby bride's work friends.
Oh, okay.
It was their birthday.
Did you manage to stay out of mischief?
Yeah, I stayed very much out of mischief.
You were driving.
I very much kept to myself. No, I wasn't driving. Mm. No, but I was on good behaviour.
You're on good behaviour.
Good behaviour bond.
Because there's often been times, I guess you've matured. Yeah. Your birthday has just passed
just
a bit.
Slightly. Just slightly.
There's been times I've taken you to parties in the past. And I haven't received many future invites.
Is that right? Well, that's bound to happen.
Yeah. So continue with Damo's story.
No, so I was very quiet, just sitting there happily. And, you know, it turns out that like 7 or 8 of the guests were hardcore Sydney FC fans who just left the party vicinity.
Yeah.
Like the area that the party was happening.
Was this at a house or a pub?
It was a house.
Okay.
And they left to go into the lounge room to watch the game.
Okay.
So we didn't see them for about 2 hours, which is fantastic because they're Sydney FC fans.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
why would you want to converse
with
them anyway?
You want to be around them in general, yeah.
But I was very much aware of the score because you couldn't, you know, the glass was shattering, like you said, like every 5-6 minutes every time Sydney FC put another one in the back of the net.
Fair point.
Apparently they could have had like 10 goals.
Really? Yeah, it was that bad.
Could have been 10-0. Yeah. Could have been 10-0. So
probably a good idea you didn't watch it.
No, didn't watch it.
Should we talk about Manly's salary cap breach, Damo?
Oh, not another one.
Well, no, this is...
this another one, is it?
Another one. Okay. So let's backtrack a little bit. Yep. Teams caught salary cap rorting in the last, say, 5 years.
Okay.
Melbourne.
Yes.
The Doggies.
Doggies.
The Eels.
The Eels.
The Raiders.
Raiders. Not the Broncos.
Manly. And now, no Broncos and Roosters on that list, surprisingly, Damo.
Well, you just got to be very good at it, Greeno. You got to be very good.
Interesting. So Manly luckily have
to... Well, competency, you know, doesn't just extend on the field.
Yeah.
It also extends to the backroom affairs, Greeno.
Exactly. How you are, how you hand out the cash.
Yeah.
It looks like the unlikely...
I mean, if you park a boat in your driveway, you're just asking for trouble, Greg Inglis.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It looks like they'll be hit with big fines for salary cap infringements. It's systemic
like blue chips all over again.
Very much so.
Who's coaching Manly? Nick Nolte?
No, now we're talking.
Yeah.
That'd liven up the NRL. Imagine that
wouldn't
press conference.
Wouldn't it?
I can't do a Nick Nolte impression.
No, I don't think anybody can.
Oh, no, I know some people who don't.
The only person I've seen do a good Nick Nolte is Nick Nolte.
Yeah, he's a bit like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's a bit grizzly.
Grizzly.
What about his work in 48 Hours?
48 Hours was solid.
With Eddie Murphy.
Was he no, he wasn't Point Break. That was, Gary Busey.
Gary Busey. I don't like Busey.
You're not a Busey fan?
No, because he's a poor man's Nick Nolte.
He is a little bit. They're one and the same. They're interchangeable.
Yeah. Well, they're not really, because Nick Nolte's like your blue chips.
Yeah.
And Gary Busey's your Point Break.
Your Point Break.
Which is like a subpar level.
Don't go trash on Point Break, man.
It's not as good as blue chips.
Oh, I beg to differ.
You really?
Point Break, yeah, you're chucking the sways.
But it's got Canoe in it.
Yeah, that's ultimately all the reason.
It's got Canoe Reeves.
That's Canoe at his best.
No, Matrix is Canoe at his
best. Well, no, we're talking about like vintage
because he was,
Canoe.
Matrix was Canoe at his best because he literally had to play someone who like... just woke up and found out that he didn't have a personality.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's like the role was made for him.
That's your role. You know? I don't care about this story. Manly are over the cap.
It's NRL offseason.
Something's going to happen.
Unless they start with like minus 10 points, then it's irrelevant.
Yeah, they won't. They're going to get a big old fine. They're not going to be able to sign players this year. They might have to shed one or two.
Yeah.
Ironically,
they're not winning anything anyway. They've already signed Mitchell Pearce, though, haven't they?
No, Mitchell Pearce is Newcastle.
Oh, Newcastle, of course, yeah.
You know, the Manly CEO at the time when all these rorts happened, you know where he is now?
Mm.
Roosters.
Roosters.
I'm not making it up.
Are you kidding?
He's at the Roosters.
That's incredible.
The guy that was overseeing all this.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence, Greeno.
I'm sure it is.
Just a coincidence.
He wouldn't know what to do over there at the Roosters.
No.
He's schooling up. Jeff Horn versus Kerkorian tonight, Damo.
The horny man.
First title defence for Horn.
After he beat, was it?
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny.
Oh, because sometimes when we touch.
No, do we have Manny?
I don't think we have Manny.
I don't think we have Manny.
No. Oh, hello.
There he is. Yes.
I know Manny's not fighting, but.
How did we not, you know, prepare for Manny?
I didn't even think about it.
Here he is.
You ask me.
I love you.
It's been so long since we've heard Manny Pacquiao sing.
Since he fought Jeff Horn.
It's like being touched by an angel all it over is. Again.
Oh, well, that's going to, you know, get a bit of trouble with that one.
They'll get the legal.
Yeah, legal team.
Well, come on, this no is, angels, this no is a Burke's backyard, mate.
Is there any pot plants around? weigh in, Kokoran 66.47 kilos, Horn 66.52. He lost 4 kilos in a day to make weight day, mate. They can't be healthy.
Really? How would you even do? Did he lop off one of his
basically,
feet?
Basically, you don't eat and you just sit in a sauna all day.
I'm sure jockeys are used to this.
Yeah, pretty much, but that can't be a healthy amount of weight loss the day before a fight. And then they're saying he's going to put it on today, like
really?
Before tonight's fight.
He's going to have a big carb load.
Exactly.
Big carbo load. A lot of pasta, Greeno.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
A couple of potatoes.
I don't know anything about either of these. Well, I know a little bit about Horn, but I don't know anything about Kokoran.
Well, Horn was a teacher, wasn't he?
He was. That's what, we know that.
Now he's a boxer.
And we know he still lives in a humble home whilst his manager lives in a big $10 million palace.
Of course.
Because that's what they write about on Fox
That's
Sports.
What happens, yeah.
And that's about all I know about the fight.
Okay,
so I hope
fair
the young
enough.
Man wins. What illegal stream will you be watching this fight on, Damo?
Whichever one is, you know, titled something like, I'm a hero. Watch my stream. That's the guy I'm going to.
Or
like donate $1 to my legal fund so I can illegally stream this to you on Facebook.
I'm looking forward to seeing some quality illegal streams this evening.
It's not like mundane though.
No.
There isn't the hype.
Because
everybody tunes in to see everybody. Everybody tunes in to mundane so hopefully like this in their mind, someone will hopefully beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
That's why I get such good ratings.
True. However, Horn actually holds a world title.
Yes, he does.
So we probably should be watching this guy instead. It was same with him, wasn't it?
Give him a little cred.
Our old mate, the real deal.
Daniel Gill.
Daniel Gill, when he was kicking ass all around the world, still wasn't getting the pay-per-view numbers.
That's
because
right.
He was a legit fighter.
Yeah.
Instead of a circus clown like Anthony Mundine.
To be fair, I wouldn't say that to Anthony. Just so you know. Like, I wouldn't say you're not a legit fighter, you're just a circus clown.
Well, I think
maybe in a public setting, like a restaurant, I might let it slip.
I don't
but
think he'd understand it. It'd be fine. I don't understand, bro. I don't understand.
You're very harsh on Chuck.
Nah, he's a clown.
I like Chuck.
I'm sure you do.
I've got nothing against him.
He's a clown. Now, every 6 weeks, all I hear is, oh, Anthony Mundine, rugby league comeback. They just rehashed
what?
The same goddamn
isn't
story.
Like, isn't he like 39 now?
He's 40. Like,
rugby league comeback.
It's been 4 years in a row now. Oh, Chuck's story. He's going to do a comeback. He's come back with the dragon.
Well,
no, he's not.
You know what? He's probably fit enough.
He probably is.
His body's probably in pretty good shape because he hasn't had that collision. Well, except people connecting with his jaw. Yeah.
How's this for an appointment, Damo? Raylene Castle has been named as Rugby League Australia's new CEO, becoming the first woman to take charge of Australia's football coach.
So what, she did about 6 months in the job at club level?
No, she was there for 3 years.
3 years,
at
was
the
she?
Doggies.
Okay.
Which, credit to her, she's the first CEO.
Yeah.
How do you think of the club that she just left is going at the moment, Damo? They were perennial premiership contenders when she took over the joint.
Yeah.
They were one of the richest clubs going around.
Yeah.
They hired Des Hasler. At the time she left, they were out of the finals. Desi got sacked. They came 11th last year, and they're being sued by two different people.
Well, that's a good resume.
For so-called breach of contracts and alleged money owing.
Obviously a star performer, Greeno.
She's going to be made for rugby union.
Back on the block, Greeno. It's been an epic fluff file show, hasn't it?
Well, it's
just reflecting back on what we've been through tonight already.
It's about to get a whole lot worse.
In the 50 minutes we've been together.
Because the next, what?
What are we?
Six minutes is non-sport fluff file.
Okay. How can we do non-sport? Now, we've already explained that we're the only sports show.
Yeah.
We spent the first 10 minutes crapping on about the spit roaster and the chickens. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to spend the last 5 minutes crapping on about God knows what.
Yeah.
How we even qualify as a sports show?
Because we've got 3% sport content.
We fill a quota.
It's kind of like peanuts.
Peanuts.
So if you have a certain percentage of nuts in your product,
nutty,
you have to basically put a label going, you know, nut content.
Yes, of course.
Similar here, we've got at least 3% of sport content over the course of the hour. We have to be labelled sport show.
So we're more peanut, less brittle.
Yeah, true. Very much so. Last week, Damo, I was talking about my favourite Milos.
Oh, okay, yes.
My
and
update.
Your non-favourite Milos.
And my non-favourite Milos. Now, I've decided to update my rankings.
Okay.
After thinking about potentially, last week I had a Milo drink.
Yep.
I had Milo from Milo and Otis.
Yes.
And then three was Milo Yiannopoulos.
Okay.
On my list of favourite Milos, there's only three I could think of. Yeah. We've got an updated list, Dan. I've taken some stock this week.
Okay.
Had a bit of time on my hands.
Yep.
Number one, still Milo drink.
Okay, yeah, because Milo drink is pretty something. It is special. Yeah,
it can go on ice cream. It can go anywhere. Up, a bit of milk.
It's not, you know, it's not even correct to call it Milo drink.
No, like
it's Milo,
it's the
superfood.
Milo, yeah, it is.
It's a breakfast cereal. It's a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
It is everything you ever hope for and more.
Exactly, and you can eat it dry. You can eat it wet. Yeah. How many other foods can you do that?
Nah,
and be satisfied both ways.
Very few. Very few.
Very few. So that's number one with a bullet.
Okay.
Number two remains. And a bit controversially, Milo from Milo and Otis.
Milo. Well, that was an adorable dog.
Yeah. Oh, very much. Yeah. Very
it
much
was a pug, wasn't it?
I believe it was a pug.
Yeah, it was a pug.
Correct.
Milo and Otis.
So that one stays at number two.
Okay.
But the man that snuck into my Milo list this week, Damo, Milo Kerrigan.
Milo Kerrigan.
How could I forget about Milo Kerrigan?
Was he the Bush Tucker man?
No, Milo Kerrigan was the Sean McAuliffe character who was an ex-boxer on Full Frontal. He comes in at number three.
And that pushes Yiannopoulos down off the podium.
Off the podium. He's getting a copper.
Milo
Yiannopoulos. He's ranked number four. Here we go.
Kerrigan was good, though.
He was good.
I mean, that's quality.
Yeah. We'll have to get a bit of that for next week's show. We're going to need more filler. Where's this one? What do I need? I need a bit of hot toss. Hot toss Casper style, Damo.
Casper, like the friendly, touchy ghost.
The friendly ghost.
Okay, too friendly a little.
A little bit. A woman has...
A woman?
Has been reported...
Not a woman.
Not a woman. She has had sex with 20 ghosts.
It's a Christina Ricci.
Very much. Who has had sex with 20 ghosts.
20?
She prefers them over men. a woman in England has claimed that she will never go back to men after having sex with 20 ghosts. Amethyst Realm, a 27-year-old spiritual guidance counsellor. Okay.
It doesn't sound like she's guiding them straight under the runway by the sound of it.
Yeah, it sounds that way. When on British TV
she's guiding
them
right to home base.
She discussed
fellas.
Intimate sexual experiences with spirits. Yep. She claimed her first experience happened 12 years ago when she and her then fiance moved into a new house.
Imagine being ditched for someone that's dead.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit.
That's a little hard to deal with.
Started as an energy, then became physical, Damo. Yep. There was pressure on my thighs and breath on my neck.
You've
was,
heard of the term. You've heard of the around. Term. You've heard the term. Someone's a dead root greener. Yeah. This takes it to a whole new
a
level.
New level. She said she always felt safe.
Yep.
I had sex with the ghosts. Hopefully, she used protection. You can feel
what,
it.
Like Bill Murray.
Yeah, exactly. Well done. Yeah. She said the ghostly affair continued for 3 years, Damo.
3 years.
Before her partner caught her in the act one day. Imagine being that poor partner, Damo. Yeah.
Walks in on nothing.
Walks in on her.
On an invisible form.
Being fondled by a ghost.
I hope it wasn't Slimer.
Yeah, I sure hope not. This bed's a mess.
We're going to take these out to the dry cleaners, these sheets.
She says she's moved on to other ghosts, though.
Has she?
And has even looked...
It's nice that she can pick.
Oh, he's good, though. She's even looked at being possibly impregnated by one.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
It's going to go well.
Yep.
Well,
I think this is actually a good thing for the fiancé.
Yeah, no, probably
because
wise
it's
move.
It's better.
Get
than
out now!
Better than he found out now.
Yeah, get out early.
Yeah.
Make
sure you're packing as well, because she might show up at the door one day.
Which got me to thinking. There's not wasn't much sports on the weekend, Damo.
Oh, we got an update. It's not Debbie Gibson.
It's not.
That.
I'm trying to look
from
it up.
From about 45 minutes ago from the Dawson's Creek song.
I'm trying to work it's out who Debbie it is. Gibson. It's still loading here, this Dawson's Creek song.
We're now talking about women who have sexual affairs with ghosts.
With ghosts. Good news.
Is the ghost Debbie Gibson?
No, the ghost is not Debbie Gibson.
Well, that would make sense.
With no sport on the weekend, I had a lot of free time, Damo. And
did
that's
you?
A dangerous situation for me because my mind wanders.
Okay.
And my mind wandered into an interesting area because we keep it very topical on the show.
Topical.
Well, it's all about topical. What we
like
talk
cream.
About
cream that you would apply.
We
to
talk about City Slickers and Back to the Future, etc. Which got me thinking: if we were to recast Curly Sue right now,
Curly Sue.
You remember the old John Belushi?
That's a flashback
with the little girl with the curly hair.
Yes.
Not surprisingly.
And she used to put the what was it? The Cheetos or
the
tubes
fingers,
on her fingers, and then like.
And she'd push her dad in front of a car, and then she'd get run over. And
she used to like pizza, I remember.
Do you reckon we can bring it back?
Curly Sue. Who would you recast as Curly Sue?
I don't think we can top the original.
I wouldn't have Harvey Weinstein doing the casting.
No. No. Probably not a good idea.
I don't know who else is there who's free.
But we'll think about this for the week and bring it back next week. Paula Cole. Who? Was who we were thinking of, is the singer of the Dawson's
Paula
Creek song.
Cole.
Paula Cole. I'm glad she had all of
there
that one
go.
Hit.
There you go, L.A. Child.
Yep. I don't want to wait by Paula
I love
Cole.
All of I love all of her hit,
mm,
Greeno.
Exactly.
It's a great hit.
Well, that show was a chore, man.
Yep.
To put it simply. Yeah. An absolute chore to
it
get through.
It was a fluff file at its best.
Fluff file's best. Anyone who actually listened to that,
yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
We might see you before Christmas, we might not.
All right.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?